Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, April 18th. Following a volatile trading session, the Dow ended lower by 45 points or 0.12%. The S&P 500 dropped more than 0.5%. The NASDAQ lost 1.15%. Bill, let's get into Thursday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I am watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps just showing a gain of 0.29%. You know, 0.3%, essentially. You know, that's a positive opening. I mean, I did kind of feel that the S&Ps would close down to that 5,000 level. And, you know, sure enough, you know, we hit very near there. But, you know, there's momentum in the chip sector today. And that's really the big positive. TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor, released earnings, which were, you know, last night, which were mostly positive. And then you got news that Micron is in line for a $6 billion grant from the Biden administration. Hey, this is causing chip stocks to move higher, and we're seeing gains, and that's helping the S&Ps, you know, push higher this morning and, you know, claw back some of yesterday's, you know, action. You know, what else? You know, you got earnings reports from Alaska Air, CMA, D.H. Horton. They were positive. After the bell today, you got Netflix. That's going to be a big one. You got a lot of Fed speakers going on today. Because remember, Saturday starts the blackout period. And that's, you know, that's concerning. Auto sales in Europe were a little weak, you know, for March. Remember, February is a big month for auto sales. It had a big move. And so March drop isn't, you know, too, you know, shocking to me. But, you know, let's take a look at these overseas markets. The DAX is up 17 points. That's 0.10%, a tenth of 1%. The FTSE is up 22 points or 0.29%. And the CAC is up 33 points or 0.43%. You know, there's an ECB official out there, and he's emphasizing their institution's commitment to tailoring their own monetary policy to local dynamics, mirroring, you know, they don't want to mirror what the U.S. is doing. They're saying we got to focus on what we see here is our data here in the EU. That's positive. That means they're very likely to cut rates, you know, this summer. You know, in France, you got a key luxury stock, you know, releasing earnings after the bell. That's kind of positive. And then we're taking a look at Asia last night. Asia did show gains. The Nikkei was up 117 points. That's 0.3%. The Hang Seng was up 134 points. That's 0.8%. And the Shanghai market, well, that was up, 2 points or 0.09%. You know, Tokyo, you had multiple days of losses. So that brought out some bargain hunters. You saw some nice gains in the financials and the tech stocks. You know, Hong Kong and China, I mean, they're really waiting for that next round of, you know, stimulus. They're waiting for the, you know, PBOC or the government to announce another round of stimulus, and that's really what's being expected. But let's take a look at oil. Let's keep an eye on oil this morning, because oil is trading lower. Now, remember, yesterday oil dropped almost 3%. This morning we're seeing losses in oil, about 0.7%. It was down over 1%. You're looking at WTI is at $82.12, and Brent is at $86.66. You know, the key factors behind oil, you know, yesterday was, you know, the bearish factors were the EIA stockpiles report that showed a build of 2.7 million barrels for last week. The expectations was 1.4 million barrel build. So that's very bearish. And then, you know, Middle East tensions are falling. Biden came out and he chose to restart sanctions in Venezuela, which you would think be bullish. But if you look closely at the details, he's going to allow a number of U.S. and U.K. firms to continue their operations. So it's not as bad as, you know, what the headline reads. So, you know, that's why you're seeing oils continuing to push a little lower. You know, that's really what I have for you in terms of a morning market update this morning, Emily.
Bill, you did mention that some of the momentum this morning is coming from the chip sector off of some earnings that were released, and there are some interesting earnings to keep an eye on today. So, Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to earnings action.
Let's talk about Las Vegas Sands, ticker LVS. They beat by 13 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's trading off 3.74%. Discover Financial Services, that's ticker DFS, David Frank Sam. They missed by $1.85 on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's actually up 1.51%. Equifax, ticker EFX, they beat by 6 cents, but it was done on lower revenue. That stock's down 8.77% this morning. Upcoming, just after the bell today, we got Netflix, ticker NFLX. EPS is $4.49. Expected move is 8.68%. It's about the subscriber growth here. You got to see if there's going to be continuing subscriber growth or if their password crackdown is run its course. PPG Industries, Paul Grace, EPS is $1.86. Expected move is 4.05%. Then tomorrow morning, we got American Express, ticker AXP. Their EPS is $2.99. Expected move is 5.56%. Procter & Gamble, ticker PG, Paul Grace. Their EPS is $1.42. Expected move here is 2.89% when they release tomorrow morning, Emily.
Plenty to be watching there, and you're keeping track of that all using your newswire. There is a special alert just for earnings. You can follow it that way. You can also search by ticker symbol, which I often do, and you're able to grab information as it comes out. The other place that you can grab information as it hits the wire are economic events. And today we have a number of reports. And as you mentioned, Bill, you know, we're heading into the blackout period for the Fed ahead of their next meeting. So a lot on the docket today. Commentary from the Fed. So what should we be watching when it comes to the day's economic events?
Well, you know, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we get the weekly jobless claims figures coming out. That's 1 hour before the market opens. We also have the Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index that's coming out at 8:30 as well. Then at 10 o'clock, you got existing home sales and leading indicators. Okay, you know, and then in terms of Fed speak, 9:05 a.m., Fed Governor Michelle Bauman, 9:15 a.m., New York Fed Bank President John Williams. He's a key speaker. 11 a.m. We're going to be hearing from Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic. He's going to be speaking at 11 a.m. And also he's going to be giving another speech today at 5:45 p.m. this afternoon. So that's what I have for you in terms of economic events hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
Bill, another area where there's plenty of information to be keeping track of. Not only are you keeping track of all of that, you're still looking at other types of data information that is coming out of things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, other catalysts. You're looking at news coming from stocks grouped together like your FANG stocks and your Dow 30 stocks. You're breaking it down for us this morning as you do every morning. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I got 8 lower. I got 3 unchanged. And the rest are higher. So, you know, it looks semi-positive today. You're looking at your FANG stocks as well. And, you know, we're seeing some weakness in Tesla ahead of earnings. We're seeing weakness in Netflix ahead of earnings, too. That's not great. We're seeing some weakness in Apple. That's understood. But there is positive action in Meta and Google and Amazon. Okay. There's a news report out there this morning, Big River Services International. This is an Amazon-owned company, and it's an e-commerce company. It sells around $1 billion worth of products each year. But, it, you know, looks like the real focus of this company is to gather intelligence on their competitors like Walmart Plus. I see Google, ticker GOG, fired 28 employees for protesting the cloud deal that they have with Israel. Meta, European Data Protection Board said large-scale platforms, online platforms like Meta, should give users an option to use their services for free without targeted ads. I don't know how that's going to be done, but okay. Tesla, they're going to be laying off 14% of their Buffalo workforce as part of the large-scale job cuts. Not great. Boeing's, you know, it's trading lower this morning. It's getting to a sweet spot. You know, Boeing's lower due to those Senate hearings yesterday where everybody was out there trying to, you know, say that they do the right thing. And also they're going to give some compensation to United Airlines for lack of deliveries. That's causing a little weakness in the stock. Chevron, ticker CVX, Biden administration to restart sanctions in Venezuela, but it's going to allow Chevron and others to continue operations. So that's kind of positive. That's what you're seeing. You know, just slight, you know, Chevron's essentially flat on the day. What else do we have? In terms of merger news, U.S. Steel, that's ticker X. Biden says he guarantees he'll keep U.S. Steel domestic. All right. 23andMe, ticker ME. Michael Edward, their CEO, is talking about taking the company private. And I saw a story yesterday about the smaller weight loss drug companies, where the big players have their eyes on them. We're talking, possible takeovers in Viking Therapeutics, ticker VKTX, Structural Therapeutics, ticker GPCR, Grace Paul, Charlie Richard, Scholar Rock, ticker SRRK, Sam Richard, Richard Kilo, and Ventex Biosciences, ticker VTYX, Victor Tom, Yellow X-Ray. In terms of guidance news, Equifax sees Q2 adjusted EPS $1.65 to $1.75. Street estimate was $1.87. That's why you're seeing the stock weaken. General Parts, ticker GPC, John, Grace Paul Charlie, they raised their full year 2024 adjusted EPS to $9.80 to $9.95. Street had it at $9.78. So that's an uptick. Alaska Air, ticker ALK, they see Q2 adjusted EPS 220 to 240. Street estimate was at 212. That's an uptick on ALK, Apple Larry Kilo. Shareholders events, ticker ADAP, Apple David, Apple Paul, they're having an investor's day today. Catalyst calls, CarMax, ticker KMX. JP Morgan places CarMax on a negative Catalyst watch list. JP Morgan also put Charter Communications, ticker CHTR, Charlie Henry, Tom Richard on the same negative Catalyst watch list. SD Lauder, ticker EL, Edward Larry, they were named a short-term buy idea over at Deutsche Bank. That's all I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
PG, Procter & Gamble, Paul Grace. Listen, they're going to be releasing after the bell. The EPS is $1.59. Estimated move is 6.50%. You're looking at yesterday's call volume, 19,082 calls versus the total put volume of 9,278. That's more than 2-1. You're looking at open interest, 166,309 to the put open interest of 140,671. Positive on the call, so I got to like that. Major brokers. You know, they are positive on the stock. They're raising price targets, and that's what you want to see going into it. If I can get into this stock, 155.90 or under, I mean, that's kind of my kind of target range. I want to get in, under 156 as possible. But I think we could see some gains here in Procter & Gamble, ticker PG. I just got to get in that right entry price. So that's my stock of the day, Procter & Gamble, ticker PG, Paul Grace, Emily.
Procter & Gamble is today. We'll follow that along with you, looking for that specific entry price ahead of earnings. And coming up, we will do a check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. Bill, you have an update for us on that one. So everyone, stick with us so you can hear that update. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
JP Morgan's out there with a note saying the stars may be aligning for a repeat of last August stock sell-off. That's possible. WINT, William, India, Nancy, Tom, WINT, Windtree Therapeutics announced a 1-for-18 reverse stock split. Wheels up, ticker UP, Uncle Paul, they're going to be opening up a maintenance facility at Palm Beach International Airport. Jacobs, ticker J, as in John, they were selected by NASA for environmental engineering services. Ooh, that's nice. They got a lot of good contracts. EU car registrations down 5.2% in March. DUOL, David, Uncle, Oscar, Larry, they're going to be joining the S&P 400 on April 22nd. They're going to be replacing Cable One, CABO, Charlie, Apple, Boy, Oscar. Elevance Health, that's ticker ELV, Edward, Larry, Victor, they reported 46.2 memberships as of March 31. That's a 4% decrease from last quarter, though. They talk about the chip demand, chip sector being positive. Taiwan Semiconductor, one of the world's largest chip makers, forecasted second quarter sales may rise as much as 30% as it rides the wave of demand for semiconductors used in AI applications. Stellantis, the automaker, said Wednesday that it will pay $100 million to acquire a 49.5% stake in 360 Energy Solar. That's an Argentina a company, one of their leading solar power producers. You know, Oracle, ticker ORCL, they said yesterday that they're going to invest $8 billion over the next 10 years to meet cloud computing and AI infrastructure in Japan. That's all I'm seeing this morning in terms of news hitting the tape, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into another trading day here, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was IBM. Bill, you are spot on all the time. It turns out, you know, incorrect data gave you the wrong earnings date for IBM. Give us a check-in. How did your call work out? Give us an update.
Listen, you know what? The earnings date for my system, which is normally very good, it's a professional service, you pay for it. It gave me a bad day. And, you know, so my trades are based off of catalyst momentum, going to a catalyst event, and the catalyst event is until next week. So, you know, it didn't really work out. I mean, the stock opened up at $184.16 and actually fell to $181.76, but closed at $183.10. I mean, but, you know, funny thing is I did walk away with the game yesterday. It wasn't the 1% that I looked for, but you know, I got in at what did I get in? I got it in at 183.95. I got out at 184.50, 185, 184.49. So, you know, I made 0.5% on it. But you know, when I realized that their earnings aren't gonna be out till next week, I had to pull it. But I did make a little money on it, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting the earnings to be released and they didn't happen. So we'll see. But live to trade another day, Emily. Live to trade another day.
Absolutely. And I'll take 0.5%. I'll still call that a win, even though that catalyst event didn't happen. We'll keep an eye on that for next week and those earnings. And like I said, I've been doing this a long time with you, Bill, day in and day out. You're allowed to have a stumble every once in a while. So we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Procter & Gamble pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.